Thanks for calling customer support. This is Rosalind speaking. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
35592.
35592?
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name, please?
Betty Harrison.
Thank you, Ms. Harrison. Allow me one moment to see if I can get this account pulled up.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Harrison, you said your name was Betty Harrison?
Yes.
And that's BETTYHARRISON?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Harrison, I'm not seeing a Betty Harrison pop up. Have you made a purchase with us?
I ordered some moisturizer. It was a sample. And they charged my account for that, which was $6.70, which I'm willing to pay, but they have charged $92 and something and I don't know why, because I didn't order anything else. I didn't want anything else, and I want that taken off of my charge, my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I did get an account pulled up with that name, and now I just would need you to verify your address for security reasons.
Okay. It's P.O. Box 165, Vernon, that's V as in Victory, E-R-N-O-N, Alabama.
Okay. So I do see where you purchased the Aloe Vera facial moisturizer for $6.70 on the 14th of April. And when you made this purchase, Ms. Harrison, what you did was sign up for a 14-day trial. So that $6.70 was for the shipping and handling. And on the 15th day, if you have not called back to let us know that you don't want to continue with this subscription, then they bill you the full amount for that product, and that's where you're seeing the $92.90.
Well, they didn't say anything about me wanting anything else. When I ordered that, they didn't say anything else about it, and I didn't want it.
Okay.
And so I haven't got it. And I haven't got it.
Okay. I can take a look to see where it is. But the information about the 14-day trial was included in the terms and conditions. Now,
they
I know
don't
you said
you
haven't
that.
Gotten it.
They don't tell you that when they order it. They don't tell you that.
Okay. It says it was delivered to your house. Have you checked your mailbox?
I have, and I have not received it.
Okay, so I can offer to reship it to you. That way,
no,
just...
I don't want it. I don't want that charge. I don't want to pay $90-something.
Okay, now, Ms. Harrison, unfortunately, that charge is valid, so I can't even tamper with that charge. That's why I was offering to reship it. That way it won't be like you paid $92 for something that you don't even have possession of.
Well, I hadn't got anything else.
Yeah, so
In other words, I'm gonna have to pay that $92 regardless.
Okay. So let me speak with my supervisor to see what I can do, okay? Just bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Harrison, are you still there?
Yes.
So you never received a shipment at all? Not even that trial shipment that you first
ordered?
Yes,
ma'am. I got the trial. Yes, I did.
Okay, so yeah, they didn't send you anything else. Let me explain what's going on. So when you, like I said, when you made this purchase, you paid for the shipping and handling, and that was the $670. So being that you didn't call back within the 14 days to let us know that you didn't want it, they billed you for that shipment that you have. That's just the full amount for that shipment that you already have. They didn't send you anything else. Like
you mean $92 for that little bitty thing?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not going to pay that. That's not right. They did not tell me that I had to call back in 14 days when I ordered that.
So like I said, you didn't read the terms and conditions before continuing with the purchase?
No. I don't remember hitting our agree.
Okay, well, that's the only way that the purchase would have went through if you agreed to the terms and conditions first. So what I can do, like I said, I can offer to reship you another bottle, but I can't tamper with this $90 charge.
Well, I'm gonna make sure people knows how this is, and for nobody else won't be ordering nothing.
Okay, so I would like you to know, Ms. Harrison, that this is a subscription that you applied to.
Well, you better make sure that it's canceled, cause I don't want nothing else.
Okay, so before I have canceled, would you like to? Would you like me to offer you a 35% discount towards any future purchase?
No, I don't want no more of your stuff. Not at that price. That's ridiculous.
Okay, even with my family and friends discount of 50% off?
No, I want you to take my name out of your system. I don't want nothing else. And I'm going to make sure that I put on the line Better Business Bureau that how it is, and to make sure people don't do it and don't order nothing else.
Okay. So, Ms. Harrison, allow me one moment. I'm going to speak with my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for holding, Ms. Harrison. So I did speak to my supervisor, and she permitted me to go ahead and issue you a refund on this charge of $92.90. So just bear with me one second. I'm about to do so right now, okay?
Okay.
So you should see this $92.90 within your account within 3 to 5 business days. Also, they'll just send you a courtesy email within 24 hours letting you know that this account was canceled and that you've been refunded, okay?
Okay. All right.
So you shouldn't be receiving any further charges from this point forward. And would you like that cancellation number just to confirm that this account was canceled?
Yes.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
But I'm ready.
That'll be C as in Charlie.
Now, what do I need to do?
Nothing. You just wait for that return to come through. Like I said, it'll take 3 to 5 business days, and then there's nothing you do from that point.
Oh, okay.
The only reason I'm providing you the cancellation number is just for your record to confirm that this account was canceled.
Oh, okay. Let me get a piece of paper to write it down.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
621-769-769. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
11.
Okay.
So that's 1198.
198. All right.
Yes,
let me
ma'am.
Call it back to C. 621-769-111-1198.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can help you with on today, Ms. Harrison?
No, and I appreciate you helping me with this.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support, and have a great day.
All right. Bye.